How you holding up this morning? Bob Surratt with you. Thanks for hitting the road with us. 7:09. Can't see the tops of tall buildings this morning. Oh, got a lot of fog. Be careful. Well, let's get some extremely local news now. All right with that. Jen Sabel is with us from Block Club Chicago. Good morning, Jen. Let's talk first about, we mentioned the Koval Distillery. Are we going to get more hand sanitizer soon?
We are. Good morning, Bob. Koval Distillery, they actually, for a while, since Sunday, they have been trying to get approval to make hand sanitizer since they're distilling spirits anyway that can be used since you need a lot of alcohol to make hand sanitizer, and they finally got approval. The alderman's office up on the northwest side put them in touch with the people they needed to be in touch with, the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Tax and Trade, and they signed off, so they're able to start making hand sanitizer, like, starting today. So they are going to just make it until they don't need to anymore, and they said they are looking forward to the day they can go back to making gin instead of hand sanitizer.
Okay. And now we have to add to the list of products that are in short supply that we're looking for, besides hand sanitizer, disinfectant wipes, and toilet paper, apparently kettlebells, because there's a shortage. Everybody wants to work out at home. Dave Bennett, you reported that you couldn't find any of those the other day.
I actually went on an expedition yesterday afternoon. I wanted one piece of equipment I didn't have at home, which was a kettlebell. And I went to one Dick's Sporting Goods and called two others. And went to a Target. They're totally cleaned out.
That's unbelievable.
And how heavy do you need, Dave?
Why, you have one?
Well, I have the smaller ones at home. No, I need some too, actually.
All right.
So if you find some, let me know.
Found one on Amazon for like $50.
Well, Dave, Mary, listen to what Jen's got for you. There may be some help on the way. Tell us about this.
Yes.
This trainer.
So, fortunately for me, I have worked out at Rockwell Barbell for a long time. It's the powerlifting gym at 2861 North Clybourne Avenue. And there's a trainer there. Her name is Ray. She runs a program called Ladies Who Lift. It's an all-female strength training class, and it's kind of trying to get women to be empowered in the gym. So since the coronavirus, she has been inundated with requests from people looking for help working out at home. And she has been sharing at-home workouts on her Instagram for years. So she has, like, full at-home workouts, like the sets, everything, whether you have equipment, whether you don't have equipment. I'm lucky enough to have some kettlebells from from a while ago. But, you could just send her a message if you sign up for one of her training programs, which are really affordable compared to some of these other gyms and trainers in the city. It's like $45 a month to $60 a month if you want actual feedback. And she'll send you 3 to 5 workouts a week based on what you have in your house. So, and it's really great. There's like little videos that come with every workout, show like proper form. If you sign up for her personal training plan, she'll send you like corrections. You could record it yourself if you're doing something improperly. But she has been making, and even if you can't afford it right now, especially a lot of people out of work, her Instagram account has dozens of free workouts to do at home. And they're, you can just do them with body weight. You can do them if you have a couple of dumbbells. There's a lot of options there.
Yeah, good to
know.
Yeah.
Rockwell. She's really stepping up.
Go ahead, Jen.
No, yeah, Rockwell Barbell. Her name is Ray. If you go on Instagram, it's RAE dot Who Lifts. So Ray Who Lifts.
Okay, Rockwell
Barbell.
And that's where
you'll find all of her.
2861 North Clybourne. If you want more information and you need that address again, just go to blockclubchicago.org, blockclubchicago.org. We're moving towards a to-go society right now, and a record store is also helping out with some of our home entertainment. Tell us about this, Jen.
Yes, Tone Deaf Records, a pretty new record store up on the northwest side in Portage Park, and its owner is going to close because it's a small shop. He didn't want people in there all over each other touching the same records. So So he is getting all these new albums in. There's like a new Pearl Jam release coming out, and he wants to be able to provide them to people who really need it right now. It's good to have music in your home when you're stuck here. So he's going to start delivering the records. So you can go to his website, you can call his store and let him know what you want. He said he'll mostly, he won't drive too far. I think he'll do the city and some suburbs, but he's not going to go drive, you know, an hour away to deliver. Mm-hmm. But you can give him a call and see if he's up for making a drive over to your house and dropping off some vinyl. I love vinyl, so it's a great deal.
Yeah, we need warmth, and that's the warmest sound you can get. Tone Deaf Records up on North Milwaukee Avenue in Portage Park. Block Club Chicago, Jen Sabella with our extremely local news report. Thank you, as always. Talk to you tomorrow, Jen.
Thanks, Bob.